Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. No guests are scheduled to give their testimonials. This is a live call-in show, and you can participate by calling right now, 1-800-227-5278, or locally, 714-754-4150. Again, the numbers are 1-800-227-5278, or local to Costa Mesa, 714-754-4150. I'm Woody Woodson, and Dr. Tong is in studio now.
Physiologist and your host. I started out with as a physics major at Caltech and changed my study to medicine, and I got my medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from Allen County Medical Center. It was during the training that I realized the fallacy of conventional treatment. I found out that all Western syndromes, Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, infections, colitis, lupus, cancer, including mental symptoms, are all symptoms. Treating these symptoms, suppressing them with drugs on an indefinite basis, or removing them with surgery, will never cure the underlying problem. And in fact, any treatment that involves endlessly taking any kind of treatment measure is simply unscientific. When I was doing my research of Chinese medicine and other alternative therapy, natural therapy, that I realized that the human is actually a mind, body, spirit, three components, and all disease, any disease, have a physical, emotional, and spiritual component that's not in harmony with the whole. Eventually, I innovated a useless treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, that can cure these degenerative ailments. Now, this is in fact a very incredible claim, especially in view of the fact that modern medicine, after a century of struggle, has failed to come even close to a single cure for a chronic ailment. And then I claim that everything can be cured. However, this month will be our anniversary for this program. For the past year, every Saturday, we have come up with patients with a variety of chronic ailments that are considered incurable in Western medicine. And we prove that, indeed, these ailments can be cured, meaning that I eradicated the symptoms of these patients. Most of these patients no longer need any therapy, and they're fine. That's what I call a cure. Okay, why don't you hear this from the medical community? I have attempted to publish papers and send my KCGs to various journals, the main ones and alternative journals, and the most common thing that the response, where are your control studies? And if you listen to our KCGs, it is really incredible for a scientist to even ask these kind of questions, because most of my patients have failed other forms of conventional and unconventional treatment for decades, yet they respond. 90% of them, over 90% of them, respond from their very first treatment. It is incredible for educated scientists to not even see that, and I have thousands of these cases. So instead of trying to publish this information to people who are not too eager to accept them, that is the reason for this public radio show, to prove to the public, which I think is much more enthusiastic to find out the information, because their health is at stake. So today, we have scheduled several patients, and some of them are on the line now. Let's go to our first case, Liz. Hello, Liz.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, are you actually, have you come to see me, or you're just a listener?
No, I have listened to you before, and I did call yesterday.
Oh, yes,
regarding actually suffering from leg pain, which I just experienced back in June or July, but moreover, I believe it was in July, and it was before I had this hysterectomy, which I am recovering from at this time.
Okay, so you start out with leg pain first, and then you get your
hysterectomy. Uh-huh, but the leg pain was pretty, actually, it starts from the hip to the thigh, and then sometimes it just just goes down. And I don't know what it is, but it happens when I'm walking. If I'm walking long distances, which I never used to before, and it's very uncomfortable, and it's not a shooting thing. It's just a very dull ache, but it really hurts.
Okay, how many doctors or conventional and unconventional doctors have you tried to get help from?
Well,
anybody treated you yet?
No, there's no treatment. Well, actually, there was two of them, but one of them told me he actually gave me an X-ray.
Okay.
I haven't gotten the results back yet. I don't know exactly, excuse me, what that's going to determine, but he put me on a muscle relaxer. That I take 1-3 times a day.
Okay.
And, but it hasn't really helped.
Okay.
To get up and walk.
Okay, let me try to save you and other listener time. If you go to a doctor, that is going to use drugs only. You're wasting your time. Number one, that never cure a problem. You can never cure a problem by using something the body never uses. The same thing is like putting kerosene in a car. You improve the car. Especially drugs are toxic to your body. So you end up getting it worse. So you don't have any treatment. Unless you suspect you have cancer, it's really useless to go to somebody who's going to use drugs on you because they don't treat the underlying problem.
Right.
Let me hear the underlying problem. All your problems are related. Your uterus problem, your leg pain, your stress, and everything is related together. The human is a physical body actually governed by an invisible energy vibration we call the mind and spirit. Let me put you on the line and I'll try to explain with our guests, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Schedule guests, and I'll explain to you what caused pain. And this patient had severe shoulder pain that going down the arm and making the fingers numb, and with other problems, they all related together. It has to do with the energetic component, and I try to explain how I cure this patient.
Well, just a quick question.
Yeah.
I was told it could be the sciatic nerve, but you know, isn't that pain in the back?
Okay.
But I don't feel that.
Yeah, just whatever they call it,
uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. I can cure you. Your problem is easy. You're a young patient, it's really easy. Over 90% of patients, even the pain is much higher. It's really simple. That's the ironic part. It's also unfortunate that most doctors do not want to learn this. You know, if you go back to a couple of centuries ago, I was so most of the time I'm so confident with the first patient that I do things that, I tell them things that will make them kind of giggle. You know, like
uh-huh.
when a patient was frozen with pain after a back injury, and she couldn't move at all. I told her, don't worry, most of the time you would be able to get up right after treatment. And she did. Her friend was so astonished that she became a patient.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a black man who came to me, a whole year of pain, after some ligament injury in the knee that his friend thought he was dead because he never showed up in the card game meeting anymore. And he came limping in severe pain. I told him to sit down in a chair and put his hand out in front of him and try to get up. He said, are you joking? You know, because he was really painful. But right after my treatment, he was able to stand up 3 times. And that was Emily. She's on the phone actually down the line. I have
okay,
yeah. So Emily explained during this show what really caused the pain. What really caused the pain had to do with the mind, not with your sciatic nerve, not with any physical component, not with the gene, not with the physical body. Your physical body never changes after death. The only thing you lose is energy. The EEG, the EKG go down to zero. This energy is associated with the mind, the living essence of the human. When the living and feeling emotional essence of the human is gone, there is no more pain.
Oh, wonderful.
So when the energy is gone, it's useless, meaningless. Mm-hmm. We talk about pain in the corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And conventional doctor only know about the physical component, and that accounts for all the failure they have in treating degenerative problems. There is remarkable advance in treating acute critical condition when you need life support, when you're dying, when you're having a fracture, you go to a Western doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But when you want to promote health, don't rely on drugs, and that's all most doctors know today. So stay on the line. Let's go to the next patient, and I'll explain more how I treat this patient's arm pain and his ear infection. Let's get Carter on the line. Hi, Carter.
Hello.
How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, thanks for agreeing to be on our show today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, can you tell us what's your occupation and where you're from?
I'm an exhibit designer. I design trade show exhibits, and I live here in San Clemente.
Okay, and how do you find out about us? I don't remember.
I have a very good friend of mine who's been a patient of yours, Alicia DeFrenza.
Oh, yes.
And it was through the amazing results you had with her that I heard about you and decided to go.
Yes. Yes. And I'm sure we're happy that you have done so. Alicia has been on a show several times. She had asthma, allergy, chronic fatigue syndrome, endometriosis. I mean, the list is too long to list. And all she got was incredible amount of drugs that get her worse and worse. In fact, if I hadn't treated her, she would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
But since January 26th, that's the day that she told me, we stopped all her drugs, 11 of them. She sometimes took up to 22 drugs in one day. She had not had any problem with asthma, with allergies. And she still comes to me once in a while because we need a stabilizer. But in more than 8 months, she had not had any drugs that she took for the last 15 years. Now let's talk about your problem. How did what did you came to me? What did you come to me mainly for?
Well, there were kind of two issues that were going on. Obviously, you mentioned the shoulder pain that was actually a fairly recent problem, but it was causing some numbness in my arm and in my fingers, and some shooting pain that would kind of go through the fingers as well.
Yes.
And then there was kind of the longer issue, which had really kind of this year become kind of a more of an issue, was the ear infection problem, which kind of kept reoccurring, which was, virtually every time I would go in the water, I would end up with an ear infection, which was getting very frustrating.
Yeah, especially like going in the water.
Yes, obviously
yeah.
Being here in San Clemente with all the surf that's right around.
Now, have you tried conventional treatment for the problems?
I had actually been seeing some ear, nose, and throat people all along, and obviously they keep prescribing antibiotics, and but nothing was really clearing the problem that kind of occurred at the first part of the year, and they were kind of checking it, and they peeled the skin off the eardrum and all this stuff, and nothing seemed to be clearing the problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what? How about your pain problem, your shoulder problem?
The pain problem, that kind of was something that just kind of occurred. I had taken a trip to Australia, and when I came back, I felt like I pinched a nerve or something in my shoulder, and that's when the sharp pain in the shoulders and the arm and going numb and the sharp pain in the fingers kind of all started.
So what kind of treatment have you tried prior to seeing us?
I hadn't actually tried anything prior to seeing you, obviously, because I had already kind of scheduled to come in to see you for the other issue, so it was kind of piggybacked on you.
So you were kind of lucky.
Yeah. The timing of that kind of worked out well, so.
Okay. Now, so you have some numbness, and I can tell you that there's nothing that a conventional doctor with any kind of drug can improve your numbness, okay? Now, tell us what my treatment did for you.
Well, basically, at this point in time, all the shooting pain that used to run through the arm is completely gone, and the constant numbness is gone. I still get some occasional numbness, which I know we're working on.
Yes.
Like I'm resting my elbow on something or something like that. But for the most part, the pain in the shoulders and like I said, all the shooting pain that I was getting, and most of the numbness is gone as well. So.
Okay. And how about your ear?
The ear is that just amazes me. Like I said, it's been a problem that I've been fighting for probably over 20 years. And since seeing you, I've been in the surf probably 10 times and had no problems whatsoever. So it's.
And how quickly, after treating your ear, that you notice an improvement?
Oh yes, definite improvement.
How quickly?
Well, almost immediately. I mean,
doesn't that sound kind of incredible? You've been doing this for 20 years, and you have all these scientific medical advances, and 20 years of problem, and nobody can take care of you, and you come to me, like one or two treatments, your year gets better.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You wonder why do they want to know about this?
It's remarkable. It just kind of amazes me.
Yes. Well, let me go to another patient, and I'll explain to the audience exactly what I did. So you need the ear problem, you need the pain. Let's go to Robert. Let's go to Robert. Hello.
Hi, Robert. How are you, doctor?
Good. I heard that you have some, you came to me yesterday. You have some good news to share with our listeners. Robert was on a show some time ago. He came in having had two sinus surgery before, and with diabetes for 3 years and hypertension since he was in high school, basically more than 30 years. And he was skeptical. He gave me two chances, he said. And he didn't say that, actually. You know, he told me afterwards. He gave me two chances to clear the sinus problem. So, but with one treatment, I cleared the sinus, and I stopped all his medications, the medication for hypertension and diabetes. Now, give us a follow-up on what happened when you had a checkup recently with your doctor.
Yeah, in June when I told him that I was going to be going to you, he said that when at the conclusion of my treatment, he wanted to do a complete blood analysis.
Yes.
Which I did about a week ago.
Yes.
And the conclusion was that everything was normal.
Blood sugar, blood pressure, everything was normal, right?
Everything was normal, and at that point he told me, well, he said, you know, you can stop taking medication now. So when I asked him, he said, I stopped taking medication months ago.
Yes, and from the very first treatment with me.
And he said, well, you've taken away both steps in your treatment. He said, but he said, I can't argue with success. He said, whatever you're doing, continue it.
Yes.
And then that's when he sent a special message to you.
Yes.
And I hope he follows that up.
Right.
And I also want to ask you a question.
Right.
We had this very discussion on Friday.
Right.
Didn't get a chance to finish. And that, you know, on my problem with the facial twitching and the right hemisphere of my face.
Yes.
And I lived until I was in conjunction with a neurological problem. And he told me something about
some years.
And I just wanted...
All neurological, endocrine, mechanical, every physical thing that we know are results of energy forces. The invisible part is what shapes the visible part. Your twitching is a form of wind. When it gets more severe, it becomes like a tremor. So Parkinson is a form of wind problem. And currently I'm treating a Parkinson patient. She's so much more relaxed, she's so rigid, and that's what really immobilized and devastated these people, is initially trauma, later on become so rigid that they cannot relax and just looking at them gets you tired. Wind can be caused by sonar wind, air conditioning, and also in anger or frustration that you internalize. So that when all these forces blocks the channels, and I explained it to at the end what I mean. When it blocks the channel, that means it blocks the mind going through your body. And when your body don't receive your mind, that part of the body is diseased. The ultimate disease is death. It's a total block between the mind and body. In fact, I just want to let listener know, in case you have any problem that sounds familiar to you, you can call in our office at 714-556-8664. Either call me for a consultation, I'll give you a free consultation, when I call for an appointment, you make an appointment the day before too, you receive a free gift. But in any case, okay, you say, facial treatment any better since I treated you last time?
Yes, uh-huh. And I took a lot better.
Not that, okay? You come from the kidney and liver unable to calm the wind. That the body have two forces, the yin and yang. The yin is calming the female, the fluid retaining forces. The yang is energizing the male, the aggressive part. And most of the time is the imbalancing of the imbalances of the invisible forces. From the food you eat, from the climate, from the emotion, and from toxins you take in your body. Smoking, drinking, and drugs you take. And I mean legal drugs. Illegal drugs, most people are not involved with. Legal drugs, millions and millions of people are involved with. Legal drugs, there's no difference between toxicity and legal drug and illegal drug. Legal drugs are a little more dangerous because you think they're good. Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, how many pounds have you lost?
Since June 33.
43 pounds. And you look so much better, okay? And just basically on a diet, on that treatment, because after the treatment, you know, you have a lot more, you know, control and discipline.
Right.
Yeah. So you prove that. So you have not taken, since our first treatment, you have not taken any high blood pressure pill, which you, how long have you taken high blood pressure pill before?
Approximately since high school. I've been taking high blood pressure pills and diabetes since about 3 years ago.
How many years for the high blood pressure pills?
High blood pressure pills?
Yeah.
I would say in the last 30 years.
Last 30 years. And if you don't take them, the blood pressure goes up?
Yes.
Okay, so this shows, yeah, this proves that high blood pressure and diabetes can be cured.
And
can be cured, right?
Yeah, and the chronic sinusitis too, which was...
Yeah, the sinus problem was cured also.
Yes.
So this claim is not a false claim. But thanks very much, Bob, and I think we'll follow you up later on with more good news. Because I got a couple
of minutes out there.
Yes, okay. Let's go to, yeah, thank you very much. Let's go to our next patient, Emily.
Hmm?
Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? You have somebody happy to share with us?
Yes, in terms, are we talking about that food product I bought into you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, you know, I kept getting better and better, and then Thursday morning I woke up just very sick, stressful, miserable, and I came in for treatment, and I brought in this bag of chips, and I read the ingredients to you, and at the store when I bought them, I thought, oh wow, this is all healthy.
Yes.
And then you explained to me what was very unhealthy about it.
That's
and
right.
I got sick.
Yes, all the ingredients, the omega, all the whole grain.
Stone grain, white corn.
Yes.
And expeller pressed high oleic
oil. Yeah.
Sea salt, water, and trace of lime.
Yes. When I first looked at it, it sounds good to me. Okay. Except when I look at it's like a potato chip, a corn chip, or something like
that. What they are, they're the tortilla strip chips.
Yeah. Okay. That's the reason I want you to call in and share this with the listeners. Okay. The physical, mechanical ingredients are secondary importance.
Yeah.
The more important thing is the visible part, which affects our energy system, which is the mind and the body. It's mind over body.
Yes.
The invisible is always more important than visible for our patients. You hear me over and over again in the treatment room is, are you eating any hard food? Are you eating any food that produce phlegm? And frying all these chips using oil. Mm-hmm. You don't know what kind of oil you use. The frying imparts so much energy in the molecules, and when you eat the food and break down the food, the heat that release, and you're already hot,
yeah.
Making your body more hot,
yeah.
Maybe disable your body, and that's why you feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
Your asthma was better, and you were not taking any medication for asthma and allergy until you took that.
Yeah, that's right. Because I came and sit back and I had to take my medicine again. That was right.
Yes.
And you know what? A mistake I think so many of us make is that when you tell us fried food, we think, okay, no fried chicken, no french fries, no fried wonton.
You fry the food, you still need fried food.
You're right. It
yes.
covers the whole gamut.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's important that another really important point is that curing a disease takes two parts. The part from the doctor who knows how is the part for the patient who learns what you do wrong in life and avoid them.
Yes.
Well, thanks very much for calling in.
Doctor, thank you for giving me that my help.
You're welcome, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, let's get our next caller on the line. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, Doctor.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay, tell us your aging problems.
I don't have any, I'm going to work at home. I don't have any pain, but I've got a grocery list of ailments that come up with that I do have.
Okay.
I just got out of the hospital after receiving 4 pints of blood.
Yes.
My stomach was bleeding.
Yes.
I have hepatitis C.
Yes.
I have gastropathy. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Possible cirrhosis of the liver, a hernia, gallstones, and a healed ulcer. That's the last that they came up with. I suppose if I see him again, they'll come up with more.
Okay, Papa.
I need help, Doctor.
Yeah. Listen, okay, since we're running out of time, I can help you with all those problems. Your problem comes from your stress, your diet, and taking the toxin from your doctors, and all those basic procedures. The problem comes from the energy from your mind, which exists as a vibration. Your true self, your memories, and your personality all exist as a vibration that occupy the entire universe, just like Channel 7 occupy the entire United States. Your body is like a TV box, and each meridian that Chinese discovered, unlike the knob, the 7, the 2, the 11, that receive all those emotional energies. When you have emotional stress, when you put the wrong fuel, the wrong food in your body, you ruin it. You've got to get the mind-body in harmony. Go to my website. I gave you the website, drtong.com, drtong.com.
Yeah.
And look at all the cases, including terminal, liver problem, gastritis, hepatitis. It really doesn't matter what the physical ailment is. I can help you if it's not too late. And make an appointment, you know, you feel better right away. Making the transfusion is a temporary measure. Using other people's blood on you is still not right. You got to get your body stop bleeding. You got to get your own bone marrow producing your own blood. So make a call to my office. My number is 714-556-8664. And I'll explain more on how I can treat you. I'm sorry, we're running out of time. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. And I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to really explain more. And next week I'll do that. But the main message I want to tell you, all the listeners, that all chronic degenerative ailments, that means that something you did wrong, you did wrong in life that caused a problem, can be reversed by enhancing the body's healing power, not by brute forces using chemical and surgery to suppress the symptom. Okay? And go back to my website and you'll find out from the last year all our past show appearance on my website. Check it out, give us a call. Our phone number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday again for more KCG and have a great weekend.
Dr. Tong believes any chronic degenerative disease can be cured. Call him at 714-556-8664 to get relief naturally using your body or get information and email at drtong.com. Again, the number to set an appointment is 714-556-8664. Coming up next, Radio Liberty with Dr. Stanley Monteith on the Christian Radio University, KBRIGHT, AM 740.
Does the Bible have anything to say about the current state of world affairs?
Not only is the Bible up to date, the Bible is ahead of time.